All right, we're going to continue part two of Identity in Christ. And I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians 5:17, which was a verse that we began with last week. Second Corinthians 5:17. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because this is who we are today. Hallelujah. And it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Hallelujah. Thank God that we are a new creation. We have a new identity in Christ. We were born again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And our spirit, hallelujah, has been totally renewed through the word of God. Amen. We may not be able to perceive it with our emotions. We may not be able to understand it with our minds, but our spirit knows it, understands it. Full revelation has come in that our spirit is now part of the Lord. We are one in Him. We have been totally transformed by the Lord, by just saying yes to the Lord, by being born again. We have been totally transformed in the name of Jesus, in the image of God. Amen. Hallelujah. In His likeness, we have His traits. We have the Lord's character. The Word of God says, as the Lord is, so are we in this world. And that is amazing. Our identity is totally changed. We are no longer called sinners. We are called saints today. And let us not forget that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because this is a big deal. This should be a big deal for us to be totally changed just like that, by just us accepting the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But it gets better than that, because not only do we have a new identity in Him, but now we have the Lord Himself living, residing, abiding in us. And that alone, and that's where our new identity is. We are one in Christ. We are spiritual beings living in a human body. Wow. It doesn't get better than that. But even more than that, my goodness, let me tell you something. I mean, just by studying scripture, you know what it is to have Christ indwelling in our hearts. And now we believe by faith. Now we have a measure of faith that now we can truly walk our Christian walk, because now we have a measure of faith that was given to us by Christ Himself. That means there's power there. We have the power and the authority to walk by faith. It is truly given to us by Christ Himself. We are a new creature. Our old state has changed. From being a child of the world, from being a child of Satan, now we are a child of God, of the Most Holy God. Hallelujah. God, we were slaves to sin. Hallelujah. And now we are free from sin. Wow. Our fruit is a fruit unto holiness by the Lord Jesus Christ. With an everlasting life. Hallelujah. We have eternal life, and we have it today. We have it right now. We are living eternally today because we have the kingdom of God residing in us. We are glory carriers. We don't have to wait till we die to live in eternity. We're living it right now because we are in Christ. Amen. Jesus. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow, today. Amen. So that, I mean, that is so powerful to be one with Christ. Wow. That is unity. That's a bond. Just like the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. One. One God. We are one in Christ. One spirit. One mind. Right. We all come in agreement. One accord. So we have, at salvation, we receive a brand new spirit. Free from sin and totally pure. Totally pure. Amen. And then we are immediately after that sealed by the Holy Spirit. And that is a sealing. Hallelujah. That's like, you know, when you seal, when, let's say you make up maybe a puzzle, and there's actually have this little liquid that you pour on top of your puzzle pieces, and it actually seals the pieces together for them to never come apart. Well, let me tell you, we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, and no one can break that. No one can break that seal. Amen. It is something that is irrevocable. It's already ours. God's not going to take it back. Amen. It is unbreakable. It is a sealing. Hallelujah. And now there's a barrier that has been formed to keep sin out. And so we can retain the purity and the holiness of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the word of God says, be holy for I am holy. Again, as the Lord is, so are we in this world. We've been born again. We have a born again spirit. Our spirit was dead before we received the Lord, but now it's alive. Hallelujah. And when we sin, check this out. When we sin, it is in the soulish and physical realm, never in the spirit, because the spirit is born again. Hallelujah. And the spirit, our spirit in Christ, cannot sin. Cannot sin. Our minds can sin. Our physical body can sin, but never our spirit, because our spirit is perfect in Christ and it is sinless. Sinless.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. My goodness, I tell you. And when a person receives, amen, when the Lord Jesus, you know, Ephesians 4:24, let's go there. Ephesians 4:24. This is amazing. 4:24, getting there. It says, once we are born again, our spirit's renewed. Amen. It's born again. It's totally new. And then it says to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen. Ephesians 4:24. When a person is born again, their spirit becomes righteous and truly holy. And the Bible actually speaks of two types of righteousness. One, we have the righteousness that is produced by our action, by ourselves, right? Let's say, for example, in order for us to maintain right relationships with other people, let's say if you work for a particular person, you have a boss. Listen, if you don't do the right thing, you can get fired. Amen. Or if you come in disagreement and you have irreconcilable differences with your spouse, you may end up in divorce court, right? But that's your own righteousness, right? But with God, God doesn't accept you based on your external righteousness. God literally gave you His righteousness. Amen. So we have the Lord's righteousness. That means we have right standing with God. And that is amazing. Amen. I mean, God looks at us, we're standing right in His eyes. When God, because He doesn't look at you in the soul. He doesn't look at you in the physical. He looks at you in the spiritual realm, and your spirit is perfect in Christ. And when he sees you, he sees you as a righteous person, righteous by the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, wow. I mean, just to think about, we are in right standing with God. Like, our spirit can never, ever, ever do anything wrong because it's perfect. It really is. It's perfect. Amen. And I tell you, that's amazing. Amen. To be right standing, that when the Lord looks at us, it's like, oh, you are perfect just the way you are. Ooh, I love you just the way you are. You can do no wrong in front of my eyes. You know, and that's how God loves us. That's how he looks at us. Amen. His love for us is unconditional. He loves us because we are his sons and daughters. Amen. Bottom line. For no other reason. He just loves. Amen. So God is very well pleased with us. Amen. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:21. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is what it says. God made him, man, who knew, God made him, Christ, really, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that in Christ, in him, we might become the righteousness of God. Amen. So the Lord Jesus sacrificed himself for us. Here, what it's saying here, that God the Father made the Son to become sin for us, that we might be made righteous of God in him. So there is a righteousness which goes far beyond our external righteousness and is based only on what God did for us. We literally receive the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus Christ. We were created in righteousness and true holiness. We are not growing into that righteousness. We are already righteous. We're not, you know, we don't have to work for it. We don't have to earn it. We're not growing into it. No, we're already made righteous. Bottom line, period. It's a done deal. We are sealed with his righteousness. And a simple definition is that we are already in right standing with God. Already. God is pleased. God is pleased. Bottom line, God is pleased with us based on Christ and Christ alone, not on anything else. Our spirit are where the change took place. The change took place in our spirit. Amen. Remember, our minds were not reborn. Our physical body was not reborn. If you were a little chunky before you received the Lord, guess what? You're still chunky after you received the Lord. Your physical body did not change. Amen. And same thing with your mind. If you had stinking thinking before you received the Lord, guess what? You still have stinking thinking after you receive Christ, because now you have to go through a process, a renewing of the word. You know, that's why Romans 12:1-2 says, you know, do not be conformed to this world, but ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind in Christ Jesus. We have to renew our minds with the word. Now we got to go into the word and begin to see, okay, what does God say about us? What are we like? Well, when you look at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, now this is how you are. You were made in his image and likeness. Now you are born again. Your identity has changed to be like God. Like God. Amen. We are little. We are, some people call it, like, we are little Christ with a small C. Amen. That's who we are, because we represent Christ in this world. We are his representatives. That's what the word says. Mm-hmm. And we are his soldiers too. Amen. So here we have, Jesus didn't just take our sin figuratively. He literally became our sin. He became sin for us. Then he suffered the wrath of God for our sin. He became what I was, or you were supposed to become,
that he, what he was. Amen. So the Lord Jesus at the cross, he became sin. He became the curse. He took all sickness and everything. Mm-hmm. Like he paid the full debt at the cross so that we wouldn't have to go through that. This is why sickness has no authority in our bodies, because the Lord Jesus already paid the price for that. So you should not be saying, oh, I'm sick. I have these symptoms. Okay, you may have symptoms, but you don't speak them out. You begin to put that but in there. Yeah, I may have pain, but the word says, by his stripes, I'm fully healed. And pain has no right to be here. And you begin to confess the word over your body. And you begin to decree what you want to see. Because we have right standing with Christ. And we have now the Holy One living in the inside of us. Amen. And it doesn't get better than that. My goodness, to have the healer residing in us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To say that we accept and receive his payment for our sins, but then not accept what he offers us, the righteousness of God, is like saying you will take the heads of a coin, but not the tails. Like, so you have to fully accept that you are the righteousness of Christ. And that's where it stands. It is sealed. You can't go back, well, I think I'm made righteous. I think, no, you don't think. You are. Present tense. You are the righteousness of Christ Jesus. That's it. You cannot accept one without the other. You can say you accept the Lord and not and say you're walking in self-righteousness. No, that's not of God. You are made righteous. You can walk in holiness now. You have a new identity in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He made you righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He fully paid for everything at the cross. This is why we said everything was at the cross of Jesus.
At the cross,
I surrender my life. And that's what we did. Because of the cross, we surrender our life and we accepted the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen. And God is, let me tell you, God is so pleased with his creation, especially when we accept his son. He just wants to do everything for us. Amen. He wants to make sure that we know him, that we're standing with him, that we know that he's always for us and never against us. He loves us. Bottom line. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Ephesians 2:10. I love this verse. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance as our way of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are already created in righteousness and in holiness. And now God has given us a reborn spirit. Amen. But even more than that, God, look at what he did. He put in us and made us in his perfect design. We were created in Christ Jesus for good works. Amen. In our spirits, we are perfect and complete. There is no sin. There is no inadequacy. Amen. We were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. As we believed, we were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. And honestly, there's no such thing as self-made. You didn't make yourself. You didn't create yourself. You didn't put that change in you. Amen. It was the Lord and the Lord alone. His righteousness, his redeeming power. Amen. Gave you a brand new spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. in the Amen. Salvation of that the Lord gave us is a product of His grace. We didn't have to perform it. We didn't have to perform for it. We didn't have to earn it. We didn't have to work for it. It is a free gift from God that we are walking right now in His new identity, and it was all a product of grace. Hallelujah. By faith we believe. We were saved by grace. Amen. In faith in Jesus Christ. So we either accept the Lord or we reject the Lord, because honestly we can't save ourselves. But the Lord did already at the cross. Amen. At the cross. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, we all know that at the cross, we were totally, and I mean totally forgiven. We were cleansed, totally cleansed. And everything was perfect. In the eyes of God, everything is perfect. Hallelujah. And the reality is that even if we sin, after being saved, amen, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He already paid that debt for our past, our present, and our future sins. Amen. So this is something that we can hold on to. It doesn't mean you can have a license to sin, that you can sin whenever you want because you know you'll be forgiven. No. It doesn't mean that. It just means that thanks be to God that even when we fail Him, even after, amen, we are born again, there is grace. Amen. There is God's love is there. But we need to put our part and say, you know what? We just need to turn away from sin again. Turn away and get up and keep moving forward in Christ. Amen. In Christ. Hallelujah. Because you have the power to say no to sin now. You have dominion over sin. You don't have to, you know, you're going to be tempted. I'm going to be tempted. But we don't have to go through with the temptation and fall into sin. We actually have the power to say no. Say no to Satan. No, devil. Not today. Not tomorrow either. Hello. You know, we got the power. We got dominion. Yes, it was lost in the Garden of Eden. But when the Lord Jesus went to the cross, He took that power, dominion, authority back from Satan. Now He's defeated. He's under our feet. And He's got no power except to deceive us. That's the only power He has. He can deceive, but come on, we are smarter than that. That now we have discernment because we have the Holy Spirit, the revealer of all truth, living in the inside of us. We don't need to be fooled by Satan. We have discernment. We have the Holy Spirit that gives us warnings. Whether it's in a dream, in a vision, the Holy Spirit's always, always speaking, giving us signs. Amen. Of what's to come, but we have to hark unto the voice of the Lord. Amen. This is why it's so important for us to get into Scripture and really know His word. Amen. Because the enemy goes to and fro trying who he can devour and deceive. Amen. So it's important that we understand that, hey, we are born again. We have a brand new spirit. We have dominion. We have authority. We can say no to Satan today. Today. Right now. If you feel tempted, nope. Get out. And he has to leave. The word of God says, you know, so, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Submit to the Lord. Right? And now you can resist the devil. He's got to go in the name of Jesus. He has no part. He has no part. Unless you give him, you open the door for it. That's different. Amen. But the Lord has totally sealed you. You are so sealed that, like I said before, no one can break that. Not even you. You've already been sealed. You have a new identity in Christ. You have an everlasting relationship with God. You have fellowship with God. You have intimacy with God. You can now worship Him based on who you are, hallelujah, in your spirit, not in your flesh. You can worship the Lord. The Word of God says, you know, we can now worship in spirit and in truth because we are brand new. We're born again. And as He is, so are we. As He is. The works that He did here on earth, the works that the Lord Jesus did here on earth, it's the same works we can do today. Amen. But are you going to believe that? Amen. This is where faith comes in. You have to walk by faith, not by sight. You have to walk knowing who you are. This is why identity in Christ is so important. You need to know who you are in Christ. Who you are in Christ. And believe everything that the Lord says about you. You are powerful. You have authority. You are a daughter of the King now. You have dominion. Your words, hallelujah, your words have power. When you speak in the Word of God, when you release words, those words have power to curse or to bless. Your words have power. Amen. Your words, hallelujah, the Word of God. The Word of God says that it is written that man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You have the power in your words. Amen. This is how Jesus defeated Satan in the wilderness. He spoke the word. He released the word of his Father, Father God. The words that Father God gave him, he had the word in him. The Lord Jesus had the word in him, and he released what the Father said. Amen. Because Jesus did everything that the Father told him to do. He heard his Father's voice. Amen. And it was the word that was released. The word that Satan said after the three statements that the Lord Jesus said, you know what? He says, I'm out of here. I can't do it. So I'll come back for another day. You know, he got defeated. He couldn't overpower the Lord. The Lord is all knowing, all powerful, almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is so good. So Ephesians 1:13, I mean, we said it before, but if you want to go there, just, you know, the chapter before, Ephesians 1:13, it says, in him, meaning in Christ, having heard and believed the word of truth, meaning the gospel of your salvation, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Amen. We have a promise that nobody can taint, nobody can break. Amen. And that is the good news. All we have to do is believe and receive. Believe and receive. Believe and receive what God has already provided for you and me. That's it. Believe and receive. And we have to believe by faith and receive it by faith. That's how we receive the Lord. This is how we receive salvation. We received him by faith. And it's the same way that we receive healing by faith. They are a package deal. They come together. It is all by faith, not by sight. Not by your five senses either. It's not about what you hear, see, feel, right? Taste. No, it's not about, it's about walking by faith, not by your five senses. It is about walking by faith, by faith. And we can all look at Hebrews chapter 11 and read all the witnesses that by faith conquered. Amen. By faith they received. By faith they believed. Amen. And this is a great transformation. We're talking about a great transformation into the Christian life that happens, and our identity becomes changed once we receive the Lord. We have a new identity. Hallelujah. And it's not on what you do in the physical realm. It's not about what you think in your mind. No, it's all about the Spirit of God, what he has done already for you and I. It's about the complete work that took place at the cross. Amen. something that does that does not fluctuate. It's not something that is back and forth. No, it is a done deal. The word of God says God changes not, neither does salvation. It is a done deal. We have been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. We were created in righteousness and in true holiness. And that is the spirit part of you and I. And that is for us to fellowship with God, hallelujah, and to worship him, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth, and to have right standing in him. And that is your identity of who you are in Christ. Today, we have right standing. We can worship the Lord. Hallelujah. We have the revealer of truth residing in us, because we and the Lord are one spirit, one mind now, because we have the mind of Christ now. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. The only thing we have to do is get in the Word and begin to renew your mind on a daily basis, because this is a process. And the more you're in the Word, amen, the more fruit of the Spirit you will produce. Amen. And your faith will continue to be built up. And in reality, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, that's really all you need. Amen. But the more you're in the Word, the more you're going to build yourself up. The more you're going to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The more you're going to be able to conquer those situations in life that try to challenge you, that try to come against you, that try to put unbelief in you. Amen. That try to deceive you. You need to know who you are in him so you can get up with this confidence that we have now in the Lord, in the Word, and just tackle every day as it comes. This is why the Word of God says, you know, don't worry about tomorrow. You know, today is enough. You know, today is enough. Don't worry about tomorrow. But today, just concentrate on today. Be still for today. Know who God is in your life. And enjoy the identity that Christ has placed on you. New identity. A beautiful identity. Made in his image. Made in his likeness. Brand new. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. In Christ Jesus. Right standing with Christ. And it doesn't get better than that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This is part two of the lesson that we started last week, you know, and identity is so, so, so important. Amen. I mean, I did not know my true identity in Christ until I was in my 50s. And that's a really, 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 really long time. I was bound by lies. I was held back even throughout my adulthood. You know, I never understood my identity. I didn't receive the Lord until my 30s. And then he took me through a process. But I thank God that through school, knowing the Word, you know, getting to the Word a lot throughout school, and then through different exercises that we had to do, I began to realize, wait a minute, I am already made righteous. Wait a minute, I am already saved. I don't need to go back and feel shameful or feel guilty or feel condemned about my past, because my past no longer defines me. It doesn't define the identity I have today in Christ. So I have to constantly renew my mind, amen, and say no to Satan, to his lies, trying to remind me of my past, trying to remind me of the shame that was placed on my life. Yeah. I walked in shame. I walked in condemnation. I walked in guiltiness. But thank God, thank God that the Word cleansed me, washed me. Amen. And the Lord says, I will remember your sins no more when you accept my Son, Jesus Christ. And you need to get a revelation of his Word. It's just not enough reading the Word. You have to allow the Spirit of God to really reveal to you the truth about his Word, the way he sees you. Mm-hmm. Because that's key. You have to know how God sees you, because if you know how much he loves you and how God sees you, that is it. You got to seal that within yourself. You got to seal that in your mind, because your mind has to align to the Spirit. Your mind has to align to the Word of God. But you need to seal it. You need to believe it. You need to receive it. That by his stripes, you were made whole. By his stripes, shame no longer belongs in your vocabulary. By his stripes, amen, you've been transformed. By his stripes, you were forgiven at the cross. At the cross, everything took place. That's why we always have to bring it back to the cross, because that's key. That's the good news. He did it all.
Yeah.
He did it all. He paid it all for us. Today, new identity in Christ. Walk in it, and joyfully. Walk in it joyfully. Enjoy the journey that the Lord has you on. And nobody can stop you. Amen. The only one that can stop you is yourself.
Yeah.
Don't believe the lies of the enemy, but keep walking. Know that you are sealed in him. Amen?
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. This is part two. Any questions? Any comments?
This is just a continuation of the identity in Christ, correct?
Yeah, from part. Right. Yeah, from last
week.
That's
why I put it all in my notes that I took.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because that's, you know, it's, I believe it's a big topic, because many people, even Christians today, they don't truly understand their full identity in Christ. And so they you know, they may go back and forth on the word, where, you know, in God there's no confusion, there's no chaos. His word is his word. But we need to understand it. And then that's why we need revelation from the Holy Spirit, which is the one residing in you. God will bring you the revelation. You just got to ask him, Lord, reveal to me what this word means. Just ask. He'll show you.
Oh, yeah.
He'll tell you. Because he is a gentleman.
The one where, you know, where we're saying that there is no sin in us, right? That's very hard for people to understand, you know? So then, you know, when you go to 1 Peter, that's what I was looking at, 1 Peter 2:24.
Oh, yeah.
Where he said he himself carried our sins in his body on the cross, that we would be dead to sin. So they don't understand, they, you know, people don't understand what that means. So it's, you know, going back to there is no sin, but we understand that it's in the spirit. And
exactly.
And even though the flesh is weak. But we don't have to receive that condemnation that has been, we've been taught about, you know, always condemning us, you know, like if you sin, well, you know, if you were to die, you're going to go to hell or this or the other, you know. But we have to realize that there is no sin in us as far as our spirit man, because the flesh, it dies and it stays. Our spirit goes with the Lord.
Exactly.
Amen. And people don't understand. They don't know that's, you know, it's a mind blowing thing. It's like, ooh, wow.
Yeah, that's where I was too. How can God forgive me? Yeah. How? You know, it's, my life was ugly before Christ, very ugly, you know? So it is hard to understand, but that is the reality. That is the truth of the word. That's why it's called the good news.
Yeah, because like you said, we sin in the flesh, right? And sinners are quick to point out your sin in the flesh and say, oh, you're not going to heaven because look at what you did, you know, kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And I also like with Ephesians 2:10, I think that's the one that says that we are recreated people, and we already had a destiny even before we were born.
Right.
So, you know, our destiny, what? To be, you know, Christ-like, that we are Christ-like, that was our the beginning for us, and that's our ending for us, that we are in Christ, that our destiny is heaven, and no one can take that away from us.
No one. That's right. That's why, you know, I've had to renounce, you know, many times I had to renounce shame, guilt, and condemnation because it was really doing a work in me.
Yeah.
And I had to begin to renounce, you know. And I said, Lord, help me. I don't want to feel this way anymore, you know, because it does. This mind of yours wants to really make you feel shameful still from the past. And it was a struggle.
You have to realize what you have been taught, what we have been taught all these years. I mean, I'm walking like this now more within, I'm going to say within the past five, six years. So before all that, I had all this condemnation, but what I've been learning now, how free I am, that I know, first of all, I know where I'm going. I know with, you know, the end. I know where I'm going to go.
There's
no one
in this world is not
our
home.
Exactly.
For sure.
This is not my home. We're here. Yes, want to live a long life with you know, an abundant life? Absolutely. Because he promises a long life, you know, in abundance of health.
That's right.
Not weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, body, you are healed.
That's right. That's why we gotta keep confessing. People don't realize they're staying silence. They're just walking in silence, and they don't realize that there's power in our words. Yeah. And when we speak out loud, our body has to submit.
Yeah.
You know.
They walk in unbelief too, and it's like you say, they'll go, "Yeah, I'm healed," but. I mean, when you throw your butt in, you just negated everything you just said.
Exactly. And we're gonna talk about that on Sunday. Unbelief.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna bring it. I don't know. I may need 2 weeks, but anyway, I'm still recording. But unbelief is a big deal because it cancels your faith. Bottom line,
it cancels your blessings, it cancels a lot of things,
yeah.
Everything,
yeah. Yes. I mean, it nullifies, it cancels, it hinders everything. And our walk is by faith, so when you have unbelief, it's gonna knock it out of the area. You know, your faith is knocks it out, it doesn't get rid of it, it can't work. Faith cannot follow through when there's unbelief. It won't work.
Right.
You know? And I'm going to try to show that on Sunday. But anyway. But yeah.
Well, faith is believing what you can't see.
Exactly.
That's bottom line. You know? Because if you see it, like they say, well, that you don't have to believe for it. You're not,
exactly.
You don't have to have faith. Because it's already there.
You don't need faith for that. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
So, good study. I'm going to...
Thank you. I'm glad I was able to make it.